And so I ain't talking on these things. Ain't talking on these things, but how he manipulated the little boys. Ain't talking about the girl, him running behind the girl, saying, who took his boyfriend allegedly in the video. Because all these things are alleged. Ain't talking about that. Ain't talking about the thing with the Rock House thing were going on down there some years ago that everybody knows about, but they pretend they keep it under the bushel. But he did say that he is not perfect. And JJ, not only you are not perfect, neither am I perfect. We fall every day. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But some imperfections we should keep to ourselves. And you in particular should keep your imperfection to yourself. You run in a good role, don't run for office. Now maybe you might decide that you feel you need to. And maybe the people of Harper Island might decide that you need to be there. And maybe North Alucha might decide that you need to be there. And that's fine. But if they choose to support that abomination and allow that to fall on them, allow the results of that or the consequences of that abomination to fall on them, that's on them. I had a friend of mine, Bernadette Forbes. She used to work for social services. And Bernadette used to call homosexuality the abomination that causes death. Desolation. And she did that for a reason, because she said, you know, the Bible speaks to this abomination that causes desolation, but it doesn't say what it is. But if you give consideration to this, man, homosexuality does not allow for growth in practice. So you can't grow anything through homosexuality. You can't have children. Because you can't produce. You can only entertain. There is no, other than a little bit of perceived pleasure, there's no benefit. But I ain't getting that either. You know what my problem is? My problem is when you manipulate the young man to let go of their masculinity by holding opportunities and finances over their heads. I heard it twice from two people, but I spoke about it. Twice from two people. Both of them said, oh, but Marvin, we can't blame JJ because, you know, these young men too materialistic. That's what they said to me. And you know what I said? I said, I agree with you that the young men are too materialistic. I fully agree with that. That is true. And so are the young women. And so are people in general, because everybody at some point in their life gets a little bit materialistic. I said, however, when they enter into your circle, and you discover that they're materialistic, rather than using that as an opportunity for you to put yourselves on them or put themselves on you, you should use that as an opportunity to guide them into working for what they want. If you decide that because they are materialistic, you're going to prostitute them and take advantage of them because they want things and you want something else, then you are just as bad. You're not fixing the problem. You're contributing to the problem. And you are a disgrace. Everybody wants something. You have young ladies who are struggling, who can't get a job, have difficulties. It isn't right now for someone to say, you know what?